This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. Tonight, you're joined by me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. That is, of course, the Pro-XPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype name. And freetalklive.com has a lot of cool features. That's our website for the show. In fact, I just got a new phone. It's a giant phone. It looks more like a tablet.
It's a laptop.
It's one of those phablet things, right? It's a cross between a phone and a tablet.
Because that is fabulous.
I think
Didn't that win word of the year?
No, it made it into the dictionary this year or something like that. But I think it's really cool and useful, actually. Like, it literally is just a giant phone. It's one of the biggest phones out there. It's a
HTC One Max.
Yeah, but how big is the screen? What's the screen?
It's 6.5.
6.5 inches. Yeah. So that's
it's larger than average.
It's above average.
I knew that joke. The joke was there. I didn't have it.
Yeah, Brian read my mind there.
Funny.
But anyway, I was just bringing up Free Talk Live's website on my phone, and it automatically went to the mobile version because Free Talk Live's website actually detects whether you're looking at the website on your phone browser or if it's on a computer. So if you bring it up on your phone, it automatically gives you some apps that you can use to listen to the show, to stream it live, and it's very convenient. So if you visit freetalklive.com on your phone, it probably will automatically come up, but you can always go to m.freetalklive.com if you have trouble with that.
Now, one thing that I find to be very useful is, as opposed to streaming through the phone, and I know this works for a lot of people, is that we have a listen line. You can find it at listen.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you dial the listen line telephone number, you can listen to the show. Now, the audio quality isn't as good this way, but oftentimes when I'm in the woods of New Hampshire, data is going to drop off a lot more than a phone call will.
Yeah, you don't need 4G to make a phone call. You only need one bar, right?
That's right. And so I prefer to use the listen line and have the poorer audio. It's never bothered me. I'm not one of those audiophiles. But that's the listen lines at listen.freetalklive.com.
Right. Well, we had a couple of calls in the last hour about people talking about databases, you know, for sex offenders and for gun offenders, so-called. What would you think if there was a database of parking offenders? You know, if every time you got a parking ticket, you had to register for the rest of your life. Well, that doesn't exist yet. But yet is the key word. But there is an app that's been developed, apparently, that will fight a parking ticket for you. And I think
is this possible?
Yeah,
I've got to hear this.
I think this is interesting enough to talk on the show. We kind of teased this at the very beginning of the show, but we weren't being heard on the radio at the time because we had a technical difficulty. So, you know, just to recap, there is now an app that will fight your parking tickets for you. Now, just before we get into the story, I was starting to tell this story at the beginning of the show, but we didn't get to finish it because we came on the radio. I heard of an app that will call like credit card companies and insurance companies and stay on hold for you until a person picks up the phone.
That's nice.
And then it will actually give you a script. For instance, if you want to get like a late fee reversed on your credit card, if you've never had a late payment before but you accidentally had one or whatever, it'll give you a script and it'll tell you exactly what to say and in order to get that reversed. And if it works, you can rate that script and give it a thumbs up. And if it doesn't work, you can say, this didn't work for me.
Hmm.
And then over time, the script gets better because it's crowdsourced because all these people are trying it.
Now, that's interesting. I hope that they don't have these sort of fake angry things, because I think getting free stuff because you're angry, I think that's really, like, you know, back in the aughts.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, I've tried it. It doesn't work.
Well, sometimes you're genuinely angry, and I don't have a problem with people acting as they genuinely do feel, but I think that you should temper it to some extent. For one needs to be very careful in how one distributes the word you. because the person on the end of the phone is not the company with whom you have a problem.
Yeah.
And they likely have nothing to do with whatever problem that you're, you know, having.
Yeah.
And they may not even have the power to do anything about it at all.
Right. You know, the most successful thing that I've found works best is that if you can help the person on the other end of the line relate to where what's happened for you, like help them understand what happened to you,
mm-hmm.
what experience you had, and, you know, get them to empathize with you in some way. Help them empathize with you.
Yeah.
They're usually most likely to help you out. Look, you know, this is what happened. I missed this flight because I was standing in line and my bag got on the flight and now the bag is lost. Would you be willing to help me find it? And, you know, I'm feeling really frustrated because I didn't know this was going to happen and I need something that's in the bag.
Sure.
You know, they'll help you
out.
Yeah,
or even if you just disclaim it with, look, I understand this isn't your fault.
Yes.
You know, but this is how I feel. I mean, and if I've done that a million times where I've said that, and usually the person is very, very helpful, and there isn't an unfortunate exchange that occurs.
Right.
Yeah. Because then you're not in a pitched battle against that person on the phone while
exactly.
they're pretending to be nice to you.
Sure.
I mean, who needs that?
Man, nobody. Nobody wants it. Nobody needs it.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody wants or needs parking tickets either. So let's talk about this story here where there's an app that fights parking tickets for you. So this is from TechCrunch, and it says up to 50% of parking tickets are dismissed when fought in court, but it takes knowledge and time to do it. And boy, is that true. It takes time. So most people, they're like, yeah, you know, do I pay the $5? Do I send in the $5? Or do I spend hours of my time trying to fight this in court? And most people are going to pay the $5.
Well, if it's $5, in a lot of cases, these parking tickets are much more than that. And I got a $100 parking ticket in Washington, D.C.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and I didn't pay it. But
did you just not pay it, or did you fight it?
I did not pay it because a parking ticket is against the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It generally, I mean, they'll try to tell you it's against you, but it's not on your driver's license. It's not a
right.
moving violation.
Right.
So I had no intention of driving that vehicle back to Washington, D.C. So go ahead. Let them come on over to Florida and try to boot it, or, you know, New Hampshire, wherever.
If you drive down to Florida, though, could, like, if you were going through Washington, D.C. and you got pulled
it
up,
would be really unlikely that you would go to Washington, be going through Washington,
right.
D.C. That's still not a moving violation.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, that makes total sense. I've known people who've gotten speeding tickets, and they'll
that's
say,
a different story.
You know, we're taking a road trip, and we can't go through Connecticut, because if we do, I'm going to jail.
I would be surprised at that. I would think your speeding ticket would affect you all across the country, so I wouldn't give advice in that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this was actually more than 10 years ago.
Okay.
This is a friend I had in high school who said that
it
she got
a ticket.
It may just
be the voodoo that they believe in, too.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. So this app that fights parking tickets for you, up to 50% of parking tickets are dismissed when fought in court, but it takes knowledge and time to do it. The new app called Fixed will do it for you. Take a photo of your ticket, Fixed contests it, and if it's dismissed, you pay Fixed 25% of the ticket price. If Fixed loses, you pay nothing, so there's nothing to lose. Yeah, it sounds great so far. Fixed just launched in San Francisco, but it wants to fight tickets nationwide. David Hegarty started Fixed after paying 4 parking tickets one morning, only to come to his car to find 2 more. The tickets were complete BS, and I knew that they had been erroneously issued, he tells me. I don't know if it's error or malice. You know, maybe he's being targeted because he built this app.
Well, I get the impression these people have quotas.
I think so, too. And actually, you know, they don't usually like to come out and say that they have quotas, but sometimes people find it in the city documentation and things like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
we didn't make our quota for, we didn't make our goal for parking tickets, or we didn't make the departmental average, right?
Yes,
so sometimes
terminology like that.
Averages. That
right, a quota by any other name is still a quota.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, you could say he should have been more careful and or not parked like an idiot. Well, we don't know if he parked like an idiot. I mean,
well,
that's a little presumptive, right?
You have to be a statist to assume that.
Yeah, absolutely. But in many cities, and especially San Francisco, parking rules are very complicated.
Right, and this was my experience. Every time I'd go to Tampa from Sarasota, I actually stopped getting, in Florida, they have the county listed on the bottom part of the license plate. I stopped getting the county license plate and got the Sunshine State license plate, mm-hmm. just so these people wouldn't know what county I was from, because I had begun to believe that I would get a ticket every time I went to Tampa simply because I wasn't from there. Because I don't know what their rules are, and I thought, you know, you read and you look, and you read, and you look, and you read, and you look, and you think you've got it, and wham, there's a ticket.
Well, Mark, you're supposed to figure out the rules by trial and error after $500 later of parking tickets.
Right.
855-450-3733. Would you use an app that fights your parking tickets for you, or do you want to take it to court yourself and do a little cop blocking? It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 17, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. We would love to connect with you on social media. If you want to get a direct routing to Free Talk Live's Facebook page, you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Give us a like. You can even click get notifications if you want to see everything Free Talk Live posts on Facebook. We do post the stories that we talk about on the show and questions, and tonight we even posted a picture of ourselves on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. You can also go to twitter.freetalklive.com to get directly to our Twitter page and give us a follow on Twitter. So we always appreciate that. And the number to call tonight if you want to get in touch with us and bring up anything that's on your mind is 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
And if you're wondering what Pro XPN is, if you value your online privacy, it's something that you want. Believe me. ProXPN, it's a global virtual private network. It allows all of your online data to be encrypted. That means everything your computer does that goes online, that shoots off to the internet before it gets to your ISP, before it gets to Time Warner or Comcast or Verizon or whoever, before it gets there on your machine, it gets encrypted. It's fantastic. It's one of the simplest and inexpensive things you could possibly get.
And they use OpenVPN to do the encryption?
That's right. If you're questioning the encryption, hey, how do I know this is legit? It uses OpenVPN as the back end. It also offers PPTP if you want to use that. But it does offer OpenVPN, which I consider to be the Bitcoin standard, or the gold standard, sorry. I think Bitcoin's worth more, but that's just me. you know, to use when it comes to getting a VPN service.
And this really is easy. You would set me up on it, and it doesn't take anything to.
No, it's a simple install, and it works for everything: Android, iOS, Mac, Linux. The Linux setup's a little bit different, but it's just as easy. Believe me,
they've got great customer service too.
Yes, yeah, world class customer service. It's really something. If you go to proxpn.com/ftl, and if you use the promo code FTL20, you'll get 20% off whatever you go with, whether you go with an annual plan or a monthly plan. It ends up just with the 20% off with the code FTL20. It's cheaper than a cup of coffee, which, you know, you're drinking BuzzBox coffee anyway, so you might as well use that money somewhere else, right? And if you use Bitcoin, you get an even greater discount. Really, you can't beat it, and there's no reason not to use it, especially in what I call our post-Prism world. That's proxpn.com.
All right, thank you so much. And we are going to go to the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines and talk with Dave listening in Poughkeepsie. Hi, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie. Hi, guys. How you doing? Hi, Mark, and hi, whatever that guy's name is.
Brian.
I'm Brian.
What's his face?
Brian. I keep forgetting his name. Maybe okay. I don't know if you heard last night. I don't know if you were listening to the show last night, but like, I quit my job for delivering phone books because it wasn't for me. It was.
Yeah, you live in a very rural area, right, Dave? That's why it just wasn't practical for you to do.
Right, because, you know, there was one house, like, way over on, like, 1, 2, or 3 Main Street, then I had to hop on over to Baker Street, and, you know, I'm not delivering phone books or newspapers or anything like that. Second of all, that I want to talk about things, I'm really tired of people poking and making fun of me and, like, posting pictures saying, oh, I'm a fat, I'm a leech, blah, blah. I am not
we
fat.
We got that, Dave. It's pretty much what you call about every time you call Free Talk Live. Right? We got it.
You know, Dave, I want to address this job thing first. The problem isn't you. The problem isn't the ruralness of the area. The problem is Poughkeepsie, New York. Now, I'm from New York. I know Poughkeepsie. And you got to get out of there, man. That's where the whole problem lies.
Where do you think you should go?
You can come to New Hampshire. We could always use a good YouTube star. We get plenty of other YouTube stars. No. What the hell?
Community.
I will
yeah.
never move to New Hampshire. I will never move.
Oh,
to
why
New
not,
New
Dave?
Hampshire. Because it's too cold up there in the wintertime.
Wait a minute.
Poughkeepsie, New York is just fine as far as climate goes, but New Hampshire is too cold. Isn't it about the same?
New Hampshire's weak as far as the New York winter.
Well, why don't you move to Florida? You'll never be cold there.
$1,000 and I will.
So the issue is money, yeah, and when you can't get a job other than, you know, delivering phone books, it's probably harder to make a move like that. Yeah, I understand. So,
I'm looking for jobs that, like, maybe, like, around my cars, like, maybe, like, an auto detailer or car washer or, you know, just something like that, because I used to work for Hertz, and they fired me for, you know, I don't know, everybody in the chat room already knows why I got fired.
We've heard that story, yeah. So, I mean, Dave, what about starting your own business?
Such as what?
Such as doing
something
with...
Why don't you go door to door, knock on doors, and say, I'm here to detail your car. How much will you give me to do it?
Or put up an ad on Craigslist or something.
I got something better. Dave, just knock on people's doors and say, look, I get 1,000 to 2,000 views per video. Okay. If you want to get famous, okay, $20 a minute or something, or $20 an hour, I don't know, come up with some reasonable price. And, I mean, you're a star, Dave.
Well, yes, I know I'm a star, but there's also other stars that are bigger than me. There's other YouTubers that are way much more bigger than me. I'm just somebody who's, like, very low, not really, like, nobody really knows me or whatever.
Well, you'll be going door to door. You won't be alone anymore.
But, Dave, I have an idea for you. What if you combine your interest in videos, making videos, with your interest in cars and make some videos about cars and how to detail cars?
I've tried that, and it just didn't work out very well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. You guys got any business ideas for Dave? I'm all for people being their own boss and being self-employed, you know, if you know how to...
I don't know what anybody's going to make any money doing videos on YouTube. It's certainly possible.
Well,
but
people
make lots of money cleaning cars, and if I'm still sticking with you, if going door-to-door, offering to clean people's cars or mow their lawns or do a variety of things. And
or even just put up an ad on Craigslist, put up an ad, on a...
Yeah, but Dave has a pretty unfortunate Craigslist history. I don't know if I'd...
Somebody in the chat room just said, stars don't go door to door, selling phone books or detailing cars. That's what somebody just said.
That's right. You'll be a trailblazer, Dave. Yeah, I mean, this is new territory that nobody's done.
Because, you know, I'm looking for any kind of work that will give me money. Like something, because I want to be like maybe like detailing cars, like out, like maybe for like a dealership or whatever. Because, you know, I
you want a job, man. You're looking for somebody to give you a job as opposed to going out and making your own way. A man like you, you're a trailblazer, Dave.
You don't need someone else to give you a job. You can make your own job.
You've got to go out and you've got to meet the public where they are, look them in the eye, and get the make the transaction right there. That's the way you're going to make money.
Okay,
good advice
like
from Mark.
That?
Yeah,
go door to door and offer to wash
you
their cars
do it
or
by
mow their lawns.
Calling a radio show, I think you'll have better luck if you hit the streets rather than calling us. But thank you for the call, Dave. I appreciate your thoughts tonight.
It works for Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, well, I don't know if it works.
It is a strategy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, I find it. I do not like it when people come to my door. You know,
but it's Dave.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a very personable character. I don't know if I'd. I don't know if you would necessarily be excluded from that.
You aren't a homeowner in the same way that, I don't want to
give... I am a homeowner.
Do you mow lawns?
No, I live in a condo.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
You pay money for people to take care of all your home maintenance problems.
Yes, I do.
Most homeowners don't have that. Uh-huh. I don't know what the terminology, a single-family homeowner,
uh-huh.
You aren't one of those. And those people, everything's broken all the time.
Stuff breaks in a condo, too, and, you know, I do have to take care of a lot of it. But
some of it, yep.
When people come to my door and say, come to my church, I do find that really annoying.
Oh,
I don't know
about that.
Wash my car.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. Utopiasilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are doing a live radio show for you all tonight. I love doing live radio on Sunday nights. It's so entertaining, so great. You know, you just don't get callers like that last caller, Dave, on in many other venues, you know.
Not going to get that on Limbaugh.
You can call us at 855-450-3733. That's the ProXPN toll-free call line, and no, you certainly won't get that on Limbaugh. That's for sure. You can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. You know, I guess I was hoping to see Dave maybe take a little more responsibility for what's going on in his life, right? Like, yeah, you know, he's not really happy where he's living, but he doesn't want to move for various reasons, and he's not happy with his job situation, but he has a bunch of reasons why he can't do a different job. So, I mean, I think, you know, he's probably got a lot of skills and talents. You know, he loves to make videos. He's interested in cars. And, you know, there's no reason why you can't be your own boss and make some money.
That's the best way to work. And I don't think everybody can do that all the time. But the first thing that you need to understand is that you're responsible. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is in your life that's going on, you're the one who cares the most.
Yeah, and you can change it. I mean, it's a very empowering message. You have the power to change where you are in life if you don't like it, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, that's just my 2 cents on that. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Or you can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind tonight.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, one of the things that I think a really great business opportunity is this app parking ticket fighting app that we were talking about.
I would love to learn how to build apps because I have some ideas. I just don't know anything about programming. So.
No, right. What's the name of the app again? I don't think we ever said.
Yeah, the app is called Fixed. And Fixed. This, in case you're just tuning in, this is an app that we started talking about in the last segment of the show that will fight parking tickets for you. So do you guys want to hear a little bit more about this
Absolutely.
App? Okay, so it started off with this guy, David Hegarty. He lives in San Francisco. One day he got 6 parking tickets. He paid 4 of them, and only to find he walked back out to his car, and there were 2 more sitting there. And he said, this is BS and a bunch of things we can't say on the radio, and I'm gonna get even. I'm going to build this app. So the story says you could say that he should have been more careful with his parking, which I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't blame it on him. It's kind of victim blaming, right? But in many cities, they say, especially San Francisco, parking rules are very complicated. Even if you manage to follow them all, the cops and the meter maids can screw up and wrongfully give you a ticket. So,
right, and if you do wrongfully get a ticket, it's a big pain for you. These people are on the clock. You've got to take time off of work.
Oh, yeah.
You either pay their fee, whatever it is. In some places it's low, and some places it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You can either pay their fee, or you can, go ahead and take some time off work and pay the fee anyway.
Right.
Either way, the money's coming out of your pocket. And this is why it's such a messed up system, because incompetence is rewarded. Anytime you reward incompetence, you're going to get more incompetence.
And here's my question, too. You know, if you're a so-called taxpayer and you pay your taxes in that city or whatever, you shouldn't be able to park downtown, or maybe like the stores that are there shouldn't be able to provide their own parking to their customers and then decide how to allocate it, whether that's by paying.
Well, this is a lot of
or whatever.
The problem here is a lot of people not taking responsibility.
Mm.
Public parking is old. It's an old system.
It's an out of date technology.
And consider, you know, what businesses on Main Street are dealing with when they have no parking at all. They're letting the city manage their parking lot. When you get a store at the mall, you're letting the mall handle the parking lot. The mall never tickets anybody. They don't want you to be disincentivized to park at their area. But downtown, you're dealing with lots of different issues. You're dealing with people who may have an apartment above the building, and you don't want them taking up a parking space on Main Street where others could be, where actual shoppers or diners might be parking. So that's one of the reasons that people have this problem. But I think that really the answer is giving the parking spaces over to the businesses to manage. Here, this is your problem. You manage it. Because, you know, maybe you've got a, investment firm that has one of these storefront investment firms. It's not H&R Block, but J. Edwards or something like that. I can't remember what the name of one of these companies is.
Jackson Hewitt.
It's things like that. Maybe Jackson Hewitt. I don't know what it is.
Sure.
So one of these storefront investment areas, maybe you get 3 or 4 people in a day. You've got 3 parking spaces that have been assigned to you. Yeah. Why doesn't the boss get a parking space that's close to the building?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Right.
It should be up to the business to make that decision. And it should be their responsibility to enforce it and deal with it.
Right, indeed. So Hegarty decided to get even by fighting an old technology with a new technology, or maybe fighting's not the right word, but using a new technology to solve the problem of a very old technology. So he did the research, figured out how to contest parking tickets, and submitted appeals on his 2 tickets that he didn't pay, that he got that one day where he amassed 6 tickets somehow. He got both dismissed, and he started contesting all of his other tickets and frequently won. Soon he realized he wasn't the only one that was sick of parking tickets, so he created the app Fixed with David Sangera and DJ Burdick. Here's how it works. You sign up for Fixed. Currently, it's only in a beta. It's only in beta, and it's only for people in San Francisco. But that said, there are a lot of people in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of tech startups there. And so you enter your credit card details at Fixed. You come back to your car, find a parking ticket, and if you think it was unfairly issued, you take a picture of it with Fixed, and then you type in the violation number. Fixed looks up the violation type, tells you the probability of getting that type dismissed, and prompts you to take photos as evidence. So right when you get the ticket on your car, before you move your car, you take some pictures of the scene.
Great idea.
Yeah. And actually, it has a little screenshot of the app. and it you know, has an example of somebody who entered a parking ticket, and it says your chances of beating this ticket are 22%. You will save $56 if you contest it, and it has a little button that says contest it. So then I guess it would prompt you to take photos of the scene. If the ticket is for street cleaning, you might be prompted to take a photo of missing street cleaning signs. If it's for a red curb violation, you might be asked to photograph the faded curb paint. Fixed supplements the evidence with data like when the curb was supposed to be repainted or whether the street was actually steep enough to warrant a wheels not curbed ticket.
Yeah, and I wonder, they probably have rules on how many times you need to have a street cleaning, you know, sign up, you know, every 50 feet, every 100 feet, I don't know what it is.
So it uses
their own
little technicalities against them, that's what it's
saying. Yeah, and it uses a surveillance state against them, too, because it says, oh, no, if your pictures are good in court, so are mine.
Exactly.
And
true.
I think that's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So then Fix prepares a contest letter to fight the ticket, has you digitally sign it, mails it on your behalf, and takes care of all correspondence with the court. So actually, there are people that are working at Fixed. Like, Fixed is a company, not just an app. And it, when you contest a ticket, it has an actual picture of what they call your advocate. So it's your parking ticket contesting expert that will help you get this ticket.
So the parking tickets may make some sense in out there in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the cost is, but here in Keene, New Hampshire, they'd make at 25%, a parking ticket is $5.
Yeah.
And at 25%, they're making $1.25. I don't think you can assign anything to a human being and make money by doing it at $1.25.
I don't know about
that. I would
be
happy. I'd pay $10 to keep $5 out of the city's hands, though. So, really, the question is, how much is it worth?
Right. I mean, and what if the people, if this came to Keene, if there was a trial of Fixed in Keene, I bet you could find people who would ideologically want to staff this, you know what I mean? Even for pretty low pay, who would be willing to try to contest. And maybe it wouldn't just be for parking tickets, but it could be for other things.
If they have human beings that are involved, it'll never make it to Keene. It might make it to Chicago, it might make it to New York, it might make it to a variety of things, but everybody has to look up these laws, they have to look at the specifics, they have to have an advocate, and I don't see it happening. It might be worth it in these big cities where parking tickets cost $100 a piece.
But maybe they will eliminate the human beings from the process.
Maybe.
Maybe they'll have it all done with an AI or digitally.
I mean, I think take this beyond, you know, parking tickets, and I think this is just a tremendous business in the Free State Project to get into, because there's already plenty of people wanting to, you know, deal within the system and take action, you know, in court and whatever, and now they could essentially get paid to some degree. I mean, parking tickets, I agree, maybe not the best.
Yeah.
But other things,
indeed.
Hey, maybe it could happen.
And you can act, you don't have to be a bar licensed lawyer in New Hampshire. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Free Talk Live, there's more coming up.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy, influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at qhtmedical.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the Live Sunday Night Show. You can call us tonight at 855-450-3733 and bring up anything that's on your mind, or call us on Skype. Our Skype name is lrn.fm, and the phone lines here at Free Talk Live are sponsored by ProXPN, great company providing VPN services. And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
So we're talking about this app called Fixt that can test parking tickets for you. And I think this is pretty cool. I would like to sign up for it. Unfortunately, it's only in San Francisco right now. Not sure how well it would work in a small town like Keene or maybe Manchester, New Hampshire. But, you know, it probably has to be a combination of somewhere with high parking ticket prices, so Fixt gets a higher commission,
yep,
and automating the process as much as possible so you don't have to have human beings doing a lot of work.
You're going to want to have a lot of humans, too, in that particular municipality because... Mm-hmm. They need to have more chances of people contacting them.
Right.
So, you know, they have more potential customers.
Yeah.
Because every municipality has these rules, and Fixt would have to, you know, write in all these rules and, you know, be worried about all these rules. So you want more people to whom the rules apply in order to have more customers.
Yeah, and probably New York City. I was thinking New York City would be a great place, but not many people drive there. There aren't that many cars. So.
Yes, there are. The yep. cars, every inch of that place is covered in cars
but
on both
there's
sides.
There's so many more people than there are cars. Yeah, okay, I guess there's plenty of tickets in New York City.
Yeah, plenty of tickets in New York City. So I'm not going to New York City, but I am going to Miami at the end of the week,
I
am excited about it. Heading down for the North American Bitcoin Conference, where hundreds of Bitcoiners are going to be... hanging out and talking about Bitcoin, going to speeches, and you heard that there was going to be
there's going to be a pretty big Ethereum reveal. There's an altcoin getting developed. It's a lot more than an altcoin, but it's called Ethereum, and it was developed by Vitalik Buterin, who is quite the young brain and quite the voice in the Bitcoin community. And so, I heard there's going to be some very nice exclusives at this conference for that.
Very good. Well, you can go get your tickets at btcmiami.com. They're also having merchant workshops for free. But if you want your tickets to go to the main event, btcmiami.com, and more information about the workshops also at btcmiami.com.
Cool. All right. So, you know, we're talking about this app fix that fights parking tickets for you. Let's see. They have a beta tester group in San Francisco, and it's very popular. They are trying to, let's see. It says San Francisco alone issues about $100 million worth of parking tickets every year, and it estimates that the U.S. as a whole issues $3 billion in parking tickets per year. So if they could potentially get, you know, even, let's say, 20% of the tickets that they contest win. Actually, no, they want you to lose because if you have to pay the parking tickets. So actually, they kind of have... Oh, no, they want you to win. I'm sorry. So yeah. If you win, you pay them 25%. Okay, so let's say that they win 20% of the cases. That's a conservative estimate. That could be, $20 million?
Sure.
Just in San Francisco?
So it's a $1 billion business? In San Francisco, you said. I'm sorry.
I got the numbers screwed up. So San Francisco issues 100 million worth of parking tickets per year. In the U.S., it's 3 billion.
Okay.
So even if they just, you know, even if they just win 20% of those cases and then they get 25% of the fee, that's still quite a bit of money for them.
Well, in San Francisco, it's worth a shot to see whether it works or not. And if you can roll this out in the top 30 metros, the top 25 metros across the United States, you've got an incredible business.
Yeah, I think if you incentivize them too by like somehow attaching, you know, a little bit of the percentage of their pay going to some kind of charity, oh man, I think this would take off. You know, I mean, it's already popular in San Francisco, but if you can get that kind of thing going and where you could ideologically be telling people, no, the money's not going to go to actually to governments now, it's going to go to these wonderful charities.
Absolutely.
Or it's going to go to support this thing.
I wonder if somebody could get this started in New Hampshire or Keene. Like,
I'd love it.
It's an entrepreneurial idea.
It's a great idea. I'd love to see it. I wonder, I think that even if you... tickets carry recriminations.
Sure.
They are fines.
Sure.
You've been bad. You've done something wrong. You're dumb. You know, like it's got this whole finger wagging thing that goes with it.
Absolutely.
So I think people likely would pay as much to not pay a ticket as the ticket costs it, and just so that they didn't have I beat them. Here's an opportunity.
Yeah.
I won.
Yeah.
Stick it where the sun don't shine, meter maid.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that they've actually, I absolutely feel that way.
Do you guys feel any twinge of like, you know, I feel a little bit, it gives me pause for a minute when I see that this whole app is based on using the city's own rules, because they could always change their rules. Oh, yeah, now we don't have to put up a sign every 50 feet when we're cleaning the streets. Pay up, right?
Well, it takes a while to change their rules, and
But if you think that rules are all illegitimate in the first place and the whole thing is just a sham...
Rules aren't illegitimate. It's monopoly ownership was just illegitimate.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. If you don't consent to the whole system, is this an app that may not be for you?
Well, it may not, but I think that that sentiment is unlikely to be a very large percentage of the population has put that much time and energy to come to that conclusion.
Sure.
So they can reach a whole bunch of... If they try to change their rules, they say, oh, yeah, well, we're going to change this from 50 feet to 100 feet or whatever it is that they say, then Fixed can get everybody out and send a little message through the app that, hey, this is what's happening at the city meeting. And so they have a way to reach a lot of people who are concerned about tickets.
I wonder if they'll try to target this app by making some law that says you must contest your ticket yourself or something.
Well, this is the interesting thing, is because I think somehow you'd have to attack the app directly, which that's going to create chaos, especially in San Francisco.
Mm.
Because, you know, how do you like outlaw an app? You know, you could influence Apple to say don't offer this in your store, but you know that's not going to stop Android, and with Android you can install an app from anywhere, so it doesn't really matter. But then the problem is that you'd have to actually attack the bar. You'd have to attack the lawyer system, and how do you legislate against that? I mean, they're so intermixed and entwined and symbiotic. I think it'd be a real challenge, because I agree, that's the first thing I think of, is that they'd attack this company and they'd say, no way, you can't exist.
I don't think these parking ticket advocates are lawyers. They're just people who work for this company, and maybe they're experts on that particular process. But thank you for reminding me of that, because I was saying at the very end of the last segment, in New Hampshire, you actually can represent someone else in court without being a lawyer.
You can be an advocate.
You have to be in, you can only do it like less than twice a year or something like that, and you have to be of good character, in quotes.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means. So.
That's pretty arbitrary.
So maybe
I'm reasonably certain I'm not.
I'm just saying. Maybe
I'm not. I know it.
Maybe it's a business opportunity for somebody here that could make it work. Anyway, we do have a call on the line. Let's talk to Casper, listening in Gainesboro. Hi, Casper. Hey, Casper.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I was listening to your show, and you mentioned that, what's that thing, where is it at? ProXPN.
Yes.
Yeah? Yes.
Yeah, man, and I quickly tried to download it, and after maybe 5 minutes of weeding through ads, it cut me off of your radio show, so I can't listen to your radio show anymore. And I deinstalled it, and I still can't listen to your radio show. And not only that, I can't get any station on iHeartRadio anymore.
So ProXPN has taken over your life? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
are you,
man,
sure you've gone? Where'd you go to download it? What was the website you went to download it?
ProXPN. And I'm actually on your webpage right now. Is it Free Talk Live Talk Radio?
Okay, did you have me restarted?
No, it's freetalklive.com. That's our website.
Right, yeah, freetalklive.com.
Okay, and after you uninstalled it, have you restarted your computer?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I use ProXPN all the time, and I work for Free Talk. You know, I'm not saying I'm very, first off, with the ads, that's because you're using the free version, which they do offer for you to test it out. Okay, so, you know, again, that's free. As far as, like, why you can't connect to anything, I'm, you know, frankly, I'm confused.
That was it. Like, some sketchy little white box came up in the middle of it and said that, my location is, I'm not allowed to view that content or listen to that content or something like that from my location.
Okay, so now you have uninstalled ProXPN, and it's telling you that your location is unacceptable, because ProXPN never, on the free version, never forwards you to outside the United States. So
right, it's a Dallas server that it goes to.
I'm really sorry, but you're going to have to get a hold of ProXPN. I can't do software help on the air.
Yeah, I can say go to ccleaner.com, download that, and run that, and maybe you'll be okay, because that'll get rid of something in the registry, but that's the best I can tell you.
Yeah, good luck, Casper, and this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. I think he was smoking some weed, actually. So.
How do you know?
It said he was stoned on the call screening thing.
Well,
Free Talk
just
Live
speculation.
Sunday show.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.